Let us remember the story of the liberating and freedom-giving life of Jesus for us, the Son of Mary, who, although he was rich, for our sakes became poor. Remember how he spent time with ordinary folk, the care he took with the weak and the humble, the confused and the abused. The story of his patience with all kinds of people, just like us, and for his healing of the diseased and the disabled, the forgiveness and peace that he brought to troubled souls, and his compassion for those whom others scorned. And we remember the mystical paradox of his sacrifice, of his suffering and death, whereby eternal life has been established upon the earth. How he surprised the disciples on the day of Easter and promised never to leave them nor forsake them. For the never-ending story of his presence with us now, even this morning, as he promised, and the eternity that is around us and within us as we meet in his name. We thank you, wondrous God, that although the story is wonderful, we have seen hardly anything yet compared to the joy that is in store for us. Let us pray for folk among us or around us this morning who are facing difficult times. We pray for folk who are overworked and for those who have no work. And are lonely. For folk who are sick or broken-hearted, handicapped, or who suffer abuse at the hands of others at their work or in their family. O God of salvation, save your people, send new health to the sick and hope to the despondent, comfort to the sorrowing, faith to the confused, courage to those who are frightened of life. Lord, in the light of our own faith flickers, and our love has become lukewarm, help us to remember loved ones whose faithfulness once lit our path and whose love once warmed our hearts. In silence, we remember all those precious souls who no longer walk by our side, beyond by our sight and touch, yet whose simple trust and steadfast love profoundly touch and enrich our lives while we live. People so very dear to us, whose loving presence here on earth is no more, yet who now live a larger life in heaven itself. Grant them your peace and joy. May perpetual light shine upon them. Lord our God, for whom neither life nor death can separate those who trust your love, and whose gentle power holds in its embrace your children, both in this world and in the next. So unite us to yourself that in communion with you, we may always be united with our loved ones, whether here or there. Give us courage, constancy, and hope. Through him who died and was buried and rose again, let everything pause with the energy of your boundless grace and love for us all, until the earth become a mirror of the very kingdom of heaven itself. And all this we ask in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.